back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Glad to be with you here for a Monday, October 25th. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Bo Witt, Brent Rogo, and Pete Volz. Community strong all day long. Have Rick Windham joining us as we go to the KODY phone line. Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte, joins us now. Sean, how are you today? Oh, sorry. Helps if I turn your microphone on, Sean. Just realized I didn't have you on. How are you, Sean?
You know, I'm doing excellent. How are you guys doing this morning?
Better now that we can hear you.
I was freaking out a little bit. I go, well, I know he's on the phone. Helps if the microphone's on.
You should see it from my side, Sean, when he realizes...
Much more entertaining.
Realizes that he doesn't have it on. It's like a spider monkey attacking the boards, trying to find which button to push.
That's pretty accurate. We need to get cameras in here so folks can see some of that one of these days.
I'd love to see that.
Areas of fog this morning, Sean. Was that for all of Lincoln County for the most part, or even further?
Yeah, we are seeing fog across most of the county. You know, for the most part, visibilities have remained above a statute mile. But in some of those real fog-prone areas, we have seen visibility drop lower than that. You know, so it's just a good reminder, you know, to slow down when you encounter fog and make sure you have your headlights on so the people that are traveling behind you know that you're there in case you have to stop.
Sure.
But
sure.
Good news about this fog is that you know, we should mix out the fog later this morning. And we're already kind of starting to see hints of that. I've noticed, you know, where I'm at, I've noticed the fog is becoming less dense. So we'll see the fog mix out, but with that, we'll start to see increasing winds this afternoon. Gusts once again up to about 25, 30 miles per hour.
Okay, so not going to be the best for traveling this afternoon by any means with those strong wind gusts.
Yeah, you know, and thankfully not overly strong, but, you know, enough that if you're pulling a trailer, you know, or pulling something behind you, you're certainly going to feel the sway. You know, but if we can just get through today, which isn't going to be that bad of a day considering, you know, it is late October, then, you know, we can look forward to tomorrow. Temperatures in the 70s, lower 70s around here tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Should be full of sun. But with that, we do get a cold front, Pacific cold front that crashes through here late tomorrow afternoon, brings some wind with it, much cooler temperatures, and the possibility of some showers and maybe even some thunderstorms. Hit and miss thunderstorms. So where the people who do get rainfall should see anywhere from a quarter to a half an inch of rain. But since they're the more showery or thunderstorm in nature, not all areas will see rain. So you know, count your blessings if you get some, if you want some rain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, you always get nervous when you hear a professional weather forecaster say it's not going to be too bad a day. But
that but can make you a little nervous. Yeah, I would agree with that, Rick.
Yep.
You know, and I'm stretching right now because we've gone through a period where it's been pretty quiet weather. So, you know, when you see highs like on Wednesday back down in the 50s and 60s, you know, that's like, oh, no, you know. But really, I mean, we'll take that weather any time of the year, you know, to be honest with you. But it's been pretty quiet. So, you know, we're looking for things.
And we want it to stay that way, Sean. Thank you.
we'll do our best. We'll put the order in, and, you know, we'll see how well that goes. But, you know, we are watching a stronger front for this weekend. And right now it appears that it's going to be a dry front. It doesn't appear that there's going to be much moisture with it. But it is stronger. And... temperatures would be supportive if we were to get some moisture, possibly for some snow. Now, right now, we don't feel that that's the case, but, you know, we'll see temperatures back below freezing at times, you know, starting Saturday night into Sunday and then into early next week. And again, if there's some moisture, if we're able to squeeze out some moisture, we may see a little bit of snow around here.
Interesting.
You know, just keep your eyes out on this next system. Nothing major, nothing that's going to be highly impactful, but, you know, certainly we might see our first flakes this season here in North Platte.
And although we haven't seen our first flakes in North Platte or Lincoln County quite yet, Sean, there has been portions of the state that have already received their first snow of the season.
You know, yeah, you're right. Out across the Panhandle in northwest Nebraska, you know, up into far northern Sheridan, or northwest Sheridan County, and even into northern Cherry County along the Pine Ridge there, some of that higher terrain. Certainly seen some measurable snow, in fact. You know, we haven't seen any, like you mentioned, but, you know, and I'm okay with that. I really am okay with that. I like my snows to come in December, you know. Let's enjoy the fall before the snows.
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't agree more with you. Sean, anything else you want to add this morning? I know last week you said you might have some early predictions for the winter season.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about, you know, how last year we were in a weak La Nina pattern. Mm-hmm. Now, we certainly don't just look at the La Nina or the ENSO pattern, that those temperatures over the Pacific Ocean, you know, only, that's not the only thing we look at. We look at all the different oscillations and teleconnections. But typically, when we have a weak La Nina, that means warmer than normal conditions for southwest Nebraska and lesser precipitation. And the inverse was true last year, where we saw a greater or higher amount of precipitation in the form of snowfall and slightly cooler than normal temperatures. We're in that weak La Nina pattern once again. And the official NOAA forecast, climate forecast, would suggest better chances for warmer than normal conditions across southwest Nebraska and drier than normal. But, you know, we like to say, you know, in these weak La Nina patterns here locally, you know, it's really kind of a coin flip. It's a really tough call because there's just not much data to look at in these weak La Nina conditions. But if you're playing the odds, we've seen now several years in a row where we've had above normal precipitation during the winter months and below normal temperatures. So if you're just playing the odds, you know, probably a good bet that, you know, we will be slightly above normal with drier than normal conditions. Mm. Now, when I say that, that does not mean that we won't have winter. We certainly will see periods of cold temperatures. We'll certainly see snowfall. But again, that's averaging it over the entire winter. So, you know, we'll see. And I got to say this. You know, I'm not a climatologist. I don't look at the long-range teleconnections. You know, I have an interest in them, but that's about it. You know, I'm more of a short-range forecast type of person. So, you know, you might want to pull out the dartboard on this one and see what you hit.
Take it with a grain of salt is what you're telling us?
Well,
exactly.
Go back in the back room, get the climatologist, and give us a report on what the weather will be November 13th through the 21st.
You know, I will say that there will be some wind. So you'll definitely want to have to adjust your shot for that.
Yeah. he knows right where
John
I'm going.
Knew. He wasn't born yesterday.
you know, and actually, and as I was saying that, you do kind of sometimes like a little bit of snow when you're out, you know, with rifle hunting.
But, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only does it kind of get you in the mood, it just kind of, you know, it feels right, like white Christmas. You feel like you actually have some snow. You should have some snow when you're out deer hunting. But, yeah, also, you know, helps for a lot of other things. So we'll keep an eye out for you. And, you know, maybe I'll have that hunting forecast, you know, the week before.
There you go.
Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Nope, just appreciate you all, and thanks for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean.
Always good to talk to you, and we look forward to having you on the program again next week, sir.
Sounds good. Take care.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good one.